Excuse the news. This is a McGill Daily and CKUT news collaboration.
Today, Alice Kayutalier talks to Sarah Clayton and Kathleen Bradley about the first assembly for a feminist journal at McGill.
So if you could first just introduce yourselves, just your name and what you're studying at McGill.
My name is Sarah Clayton. I'm studying cultural studies and international development.
I'm Kathleen Bradley. I study philosophy and economics, and I'm doing a minor in management.
So could you just introduce your project, your goal, and sort of how you came up with the idea?
Initially, the interest in the feminist publication came from Sarah reading Bell Hooks's Feminism is for Everyone. And she sort of started thinking about feminism and accessibility and visibility at McGill campus and did some research on that and found Intersections, which is the gender studies or the gender department academic journal. But what we were finding is that it was fairly academic and somewhat alienating for people who weren't necessarily familiar with the vocabulary that comes with gender studies. And so we really wanted to create a platform that could increase that accessibility and limit that sort of like alienation through academia and create a platform that really anyone and everyone could contribute and gain value from feminism at McGill.
And what format is this going to take? Is it going to be multimedia or mostly written?
We sort of see it taking two platforms. After the first assembly, it was fairly clear that people did want to see a print version. As important as an online presence is, we really do believe that as a zine, it does have a physical space on campus. We really wanted to embody that. But given the nature of some of the content that people are interested in contributing, particularly things that are time sensitive, like news and current events and political issues, we wanted to create an online platform that could really facilitate that sort of time-sensitive information and that people could readily access and contribute to on an ongoing basis, and then have the physical print edition be more quarterly or monthly.
And can you both tell us a bit about, you know, feminism in McGill, how McGill relates to feminism, what should be improved, and what role your publication will play, especially in the McGill community and with McGill students?
Most important, I think it's accessibility, which is why we're starting this publication up. We really want to redefine the stigma attached to feminism. Not redefine the stigma, but be rid of it. Be rid of the stigma attached to feminism. And I really do think that feminism applies to every person. I just think that they don't understand what it is. So accessibility, visibility really are my number one qualms with where McGill sits right now, and hopefully we'll tackle some of those issues.
Yeah, and just to add to that, I think McGill's campus, as we saw with the protests and the strikes a couple years ago, is incredibly radical in a lot of ways, and we do have people who are fighting for the same causes but somehow sit on polar opposites in the way they go about achieving those ends. And I think feminism is a particularly important one because you have quote-unquote capital F feminists, you have lowercase feminists, you have people who I would consider feminists but perhaps don't themselves. And so I think, echoing what Sarah said, just increasing that accessibility and showing that for people it really does have so many facets and there really is a place for everyone to sort of find their niche and to contribute and learn and educate themselves in. And so really just the platform is meant to be not a one-dimensional piece of what we believe feminism is, but to really reflect the changing values that, as a community, McGill feels feminism represents.
In your first assembly, there was a lot of discussion about issues other than feminism, so other marginalized groups, et cetera. How is your project going to address that?
I think we are going to take a more anti-subordination stance as opposed to feminism that is like narrowed to gender issues. I think that's the direction we're taking. We're in the process of like really defining our mission statement, really defining where we stand on these issues. But like we have a tentative name, which is going to be Margins. So we hope to extend the net, cast the net more widely, because I really think feminism as a concept has evolved to include all of these other anti-subordination issues, niches?
Yeah, I think that's still in the works. What we're trying to create as organic a composition as possible. So I don't think Sarah or I really feel it's our role, responsibility, or privilege to say what the magazine will address. But like you said, a lot of people in the assembly did express interest in having a more anti-subordination or to include all marginalized groups as part of the publication's mandate. So I think that's going to be something we're going to have to investigate and look at collectively and weigh the pros and cons of looking at just gender issues and having it perhaps be a more focused magazine or including things that fall more under the category of anti-subordination but do relate. So that's something we're still working on, I think.
Do you think your project will be more politically, more culturally driven? Do you have a sort of vision or a sort of prediction for how it'll turn out?
Well, I think that's why we wanted to have sort of like the dual platform model so that things that were more politically or news oriented could be seen and shared on the website, and things that were more culturally or creatively destined could be in the magazine.
And when can we expect the first sort of physical or online form?
The debut.
Yes, the debut, exactly.
In the early parts of 2014. So we already have people who have either content or they're working on content. We have a body of people who will do more of the editorial administrative stuff. And so once we can do an official call out for content, it'll really just be compiling that and deciding the best medium through which to make that happen. But it should be within 2014.
Okay, great. Well, thank you.